Welcome to Podcast One. We hope you'll support our sponsors who bring you these podcasts absolutely free and with limited interruptions. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this show, which will get started in just a second.
Is your home an ADT home? Get ADT and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. And for a limited time, get ADT's lowest rate starting at just $28.99 a month from the most trusted name in home security. That's just a dollar a day. ADT is the first security company to help keep you safe at home and when you're on the go with the new ADT Go app. ADT Go features include a family locator, private messaging, automatic check-ins, and safe driving reports. It even includes an SOS button with a 24/7 emergency response. And you get ADT Go with the purchase of any security system. So go to ADT.com/podcast or ADT.com to take advantage of ADT's lowest rate. With 36-month monitoring contract, early termination and installation fees apply. Excludes taxes and fees. Applies to traditional services only. Certain markets excluded. Licenses available at ADT.com. ADT. Tested. Trusted. Proven.
Podcast One presents The Doctor and Mrs. Guinea Pig Show with Heather and Terry Dubrow. Does it work or is it a crock? No worries. Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig are on the case.
This is Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig. I'm Heather Dubrow.
I'm Dr. Terry Dubrow, I think.
You think? Welcome back, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Last day of botched for you.
I know. Season 5.
And in the can. End is near. But we have callers already blowing up the phones.
Oh.
Let's take a first call.
Oh, good.
Hi there. You're on with Heather and Terry.
Hi. So my question for you two is, what is your favorite cocktail to make or order that still follows the guidelines of the Dubrow diet?
Best question ever.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you want to start?
Because in about an hour, we're going to explore that. Well, okay. So to follow the diet, you know, you want to minimize, theoretically, the amount of sort of carbohydrates in certain portions of the diet. Okay. So the best way to do that, we feel, if you're a hard liquor drinker, is sort of a vodka with soda with a splash of something you love, like we're into grapefruit juice or orange juice.
I like asking what the restaurant has, if they have any fresh juices.
Yeah. So we rarely will go to a restaurant and eat drink from the specialty menu. But sometimes, though, if there's an amazing drink on the specialty menu, we'll order that and we'll use that as our splash.
We do. I like brut champagne because it's dry and there's less sugar in it. I posted on my Instagram story this weekend, someone had told us about this cocktail and we did our own version of it. So we took do you know Press Juicery?
Yeah.
Okay. So they make this, it's citrus greens number 3, I think.
Right.
And it's grapefruit, lime, and mint and water. So what we did was we took tequila and soda and did a splash of that and squeezed some fresh lime in it and some mint from our garden. It was unbelievably good.
Yeah, basically we're minimizing the sugar content, but we're more into, you know, flavoring things rather than making the thing, the carbohydrate component be a giant part of it.
Right, because back in the day, maybe you'd order like a Greyhound, which
right.
is vodka and grapefruit juice, but there's so much grapefruit juice in there that if you had two of them,
you've blown it.
That's hundreds and hundreds of calories and lots of sugar grams. So this is a really good way to add some flavor to it, yet still stay on program. Remember, in the red carpet ready in the first phase, no alcohol.
Yeah, and it's basically a diet cocktail.
Yeah, it's a diet cocktail.
Yeah,
love it.
Although lately I'm into Aperol Spritz.
Which I wouldn't recommend unless it's a cheat day.
Well, Aperol Spritz is a little bit of Aperol.
Mm-hmm. And champagne.
And soda.
I thought it was champagne.
Well, there can be champagne. If you have it with soda.
Yeah, I think sometimes there is champagne.
Yeah, there is.
I think it's Aperol and champagne.
Well,
that
would
a classic
be your drink,
Spritz. That's too sweet for me. I like drier cocktails. I think that for me, like to drink something so sweet, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But a little splash is always good. And I also like a very skinny margarita, too.
Yeah. I have to say, after seeing your story this past weekend, that's what inspired me to ask this question. So now it's clarified.
Okay, good. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you. So that reminds me.
Yes.
Where are we going tonight?
We're going to Catch with Richard and Daisy. So Daisy Fuentes came in today and she was on Heather Dubrow's World.
Oh, really?
I love her.
How was that?
She's awesome.
She's so cool.
She's just so cool and real. And, you know, there's something so nice about sitting down with someone and having an actual conversation where there's no bullshit.
Can you say that on TV?
We're not on TV, so yes.
Just kidding.
Yes, we can.
You don't have to blur that on this.
No, not really.
Oh.
Hey.
You cursed. You never curse.
I never. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I may have had a little champagne.
But, oh, there it was. You know what's interesting? You know, so there are two things I'm watching a lot of in my travels.
Okay.
When I'm, you know, coming up to L.A. Because normally I come to L.A., I don't want to I have a driver because Botch gives me a driver. So I don't have to drive so I can rest because I'm doing the Botch surgery. And one, lots of weird kitten videos.
You love kitten videos.
What is wrong with me?
You like cats. It's cool.
And
two,
I'm watching like giant tennis players play tennis.
You've always liked that. You like excellence, but you've always liked tennis.
Yeah. Even though I'm not into playing it anymore. Yeah.
I think we have a caller. Hi there. You're on with Heather and Terry.
Hi, this is Jessica from Rhode Island. How are you?
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. And I cannot believe I'm speaking to you. You're like my favorite couple in the whole world. And you are my favorite housewife. So I'm so, so excited to be speaking with you guys right now. And actually, basically, I'm a psoriasis sufferer. I got it from my dad. I know it's, you know, DNA and genetics and all of that. My dad was a major sufferer. I would say probably like 85 to 90% covered. And he had went on Humira injections, and that's what kind of got it under control for him. I started suffering from it, I would say maybe about 17-ish. Of course, for me, it was the most dreadful place in the whole world to have it, which was my scalp, and being, you know, a girl at that time and now a woman, that's your most sensitive area. And, you know, you feel like, oh my God, I can't wear my hair up that day because somebody's looking at this pat.
Yeah.
So I've done light therapy and different topicals and different things like that. I finally had made the decision to go on the shots. I started with Embril, and then my insurance company stopped covering that, so they asked me to switch to Humira. So I switched over to that, and I do a shot every other week. I've noticed it's mostly cleared up, but I do notice still I'm having a hard time with sometimes my hair growing back in some way. Like, it just feels like a lot thinner than it ever used to be. And so I just don't know if you recommend me doing other things besides the shots, or if the shots are the best thing to control it, because it's a very personal thing. And I'm nervous because with the shots, they do come with a lot of side effects, which could be cancer and lymphoma. And so every 6 months I'm going for tests, and I do have arthritis because of the psoriasis. So it does help taking the shots for the pain. But I just don't know if everything I'm doing is right, or if there's anything else that you recommend to try to get it under control.
Well, it sounds like you're taking all the right steps. The question is, how is there any way she can complement it with something else, maybe for the hair growth?
Yeah. Well, first of all, what is psoriasis? It's, you know, it's an autoimmune disorder that does have a genetic component where, you know how you normally make your skin cells and then you turn them over, you shed them off?
Mm-hmm.
It takes like, you know, 4 or 5 days to shed your skin cells.
Is it in the same family as eczema?
Sort of, not really. You make skin cells very, very rapidly, and you shed them very quickly, so you build up a bunch of it. And it can be associated with a lot of other autoimmune disorders like psoriatic arthritis, and eye problems, and things like that. And so if you've gone on to develop arthritis-type symptoms, it means you have a sort of another level of psoriasis where your autoimmune system is, you know, in need of immunosuppression. And that's why I was wondering if she was going to say she was also on Humira because it's a, an auto,
suppressant.
Thank you. Immune suppressant.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That's right. So once you're at that level, then it's, you generally stay on that and you do exactly what you're doing, which is monitor you for any complications from Humira that you could develop, and local control. And so local control are things she's probably already tried, which is, you know, light therapies and various medications. But have you ever tried PRP on your scalp?
I don't know what that is. They have given me felucianicide, if I'm pronouncing that right, for the scalp. It's like an oily, it's like a clear liquid.
Yeah.
They've given me that for spot checks. Like I have right now, like this little, maybe the size of a quarter patch behind my ear. So she's given me things like the felucianicide. I have the Kenalog spray.
Yeah.
And I have what looks like a big tub of like a Eucerin type cream, but it's the cream of that spray, the triacetylene cream.
Yep. All of those things are obviously immune suppressant drugs, you know, the triamcinolone, which is a steroid, and all those other things are designed to immunosuppress you and damp down your immune response. PRP is where it's called platelet-rich plasma, and they take your blood and they spin out some of the growth factors in it and inject it into the scalp. And that is sort of the opposite of an immunosuppressant. It's a sort of an immune modulator, and it may, in fact, immunostimulate in a good way in terms of growth factors and the scalp. And this is one of the things you should probably go to either a plastic surgeon or a dermatologist who does PRP for scalp disorders and see whether they've had any experience doing that, because I think – there's been some recent work using PRP for this exact condition, and the results preliminarily have been very positive. So you might want to look into that. That's sort of the next level of things, you know, stem cell injections, platelet-rich plasma injections, growth factor injections, which are designed to augment the immune system to behave properly rather than to suppress it. And the good thing about it, if it works for you, augmenting the immune system doesn't have any side effects, which is good. Whereas immunosuppressant, as you know, what the concern is that you suppress certain components of the immune system that are responsible for keeping malignancies at bay and other kinds of things that, you know, you're concerned about with the Humira. So that's what I would look into. PRP, platelet-rich plasma. I would start by Googling it, and Googling doctors in your area who do it, and see whether any of them are doing it for this specific purpose. Okay.
Okay, it sounds good. And the other question I have too is I wanted to just see if, now I have two small children. Is there a big possibility that one of my children could end up suffering from this, or will I not know again until they're later on in their teens like myself?
You know what? You won't know. But
is there a test for that kind of thing?
No, but no. Not really. But theoretically, I wouldn't do this, but you could go to an endocrinologist and get a whole immune battery workup.
But why? What's that going to change?
Don't do that. And I think the test won't necessarily – there's nothing that specific that I'm aware of for psoriasis or psoriatic disorders. So there is obviously a genetic component, but it's not like autosomal dominant, which means everybody's going to get it, or even recessive. It's much weaker linked than that genetically. So I would don't worry about it.
And just enjoy your kids. And
it's unlikely.
No, it's unlikely. And just, you know, you hope for the best, but there's no reason to worry about it, because if there was something to do for now, then you would test, worry about it, whatever. But there's nothing to do.
Right. It's not like BRCA. BRCA genes, where you're looking for a possibility of mastectomy or something to prevent cancer, you know. So it sounds like you are under control and you sure are knowledgeable. So that's very good.
Yeah, congratulations. That's great. I'm glad you're under control.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a very hard road to go down, especially to being a female and where it is. So it's been very tough.
Well, we wish you all the best. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call. I love speaking with you guys.
You're awesome.
Bye, sweetie. When you go to test drive a car, I don't like being in unfamiliar territory.
No, you want to be near your house, and so you take the navigating the geography off the table.
Right, because if you're in some unknown place, you're like near the dealership, all of a sudden I'm in an unfamiliar car, and they're like, take a left, take a right, oh, watch out, and the place where we're going to go is near the freeway.
And you can't concentrate on the car.
You can't concentrate on the car. How would you even know?
And is that a test drive?
How is that a test drive? And what if you think, okay, I think I like it, and you get it home, and then you want to give it back a couple of days later? So, you can't do that.
So what solution are you proposing?
I'm talking about Hyundai. Hyundai has already thought about all this stuff, and they have this new cool thing called Shopper Assurance, flexible test drives that come to you. I mean, you could be at your house. You could be at the office on your lunch break.
They will come to you at your work?
Yeah, they will come to you anywhere you are.
Wow.
Transparent pricing for convenience, streamlined purchase for efficiency, and a three-day, you ready for this? Worry-free exchange.
Seriously?
Yes. The future of car buying is now available in the present because Hyundai is making car buying so much easier with Shopper Assurance. Go to HyundaiUSA.com. That's HyundaiUSA.com for all the information. That's HyundaiUSA.com.
It's funny. This was the last interview for Botched.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just cleanup interviews. And a lot of it was stuff people said, and they basically want me to riff on Paul. So, you know, it wasn't that long
ago. So you
had
a good time.
So I basically was.
You didn't seem like you were there that long. You texted me at like 2.
So I took a break. So
here's a call.
We should ask the caller.
Hi there. You're on with Heather and Terry.
Hi. This is Julie Payne. I'm calling from Des Moines, Iowa.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. So you guys are awesome.
Thanks.
I just pre-ordered your book.
Thank you.
The DuBrota.
And I wanted to know, what can I do to prep myself to be successful with your diet?
Great question. First, I want to ask you, if I may, how much weight would you like to lose ideally?
I would love to lose 30 pounds.
Okay.
Cool. That's reasonable.
Yeah, that's a good amount. So when you get the book, you're going to realize that the book is tailored. It's very easy. It's a lifestyle change. We call it a lifestyle hack. But you're going to use that part of the book which applies to sort of your goals, which is 30-pound weight loss. And then you have to decide at the next – the only two questions that you have to answer are how much do you want to lose and how fast do you want to lose it? And if you want to lose it very quickly, then you go on sort of one part of the diet. If you want to lose it more gradually, then you go on another part of the diet. But I think to prep for it, it's a good question. How do you prep for getting the book?
You really can't. And I think what you're saying is you want the book now,
yeah,
and not in October. Yeah. So I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. I would tell you that I think that one of the things I would tell you about this diet, because it's not really a complete – it's not a diet. It's more of a lifestyle. But there are parts of it that you can really lose weight quickly, is that you have to trust that it's actually a really painless way to eat. But when you first look at the diet, the formulation, you think, oh, there may be some discomfort. But the way we've hacked how to do this interval eating thing and the supplements you take and the things you are taking in during the non-feeding periods, you're still feeding, but you're not you're feeding differently, will really make it so it's really painless.
This is what I would say. I would say there really is no way to plan for it. You just have to dive in. The one thing I would say is I think you should mentally prepare. Two things, actually. Number one, mentally prepare and make a commitment. Give yourself a period of time, a month, 2 months, 6 weeks, whatever it is, to just go for it and follow it and do it 100% and see what your result is without looking back, without questioning. Just make that commitment to get on the plan. The second thing that I would do would be, if you are not already on an exercise plan, that is what I would start doing, is working out, finding stuff, testing out stuff, seeing what things out there are good for you, work in your schedule, interesting. So it's not everything at the same time. You could start exercising right now.
Okay, great advice. And I'm trying to get to the gym as many times as I can during the week. So
what do you do in the gym?
I'd love to do the row machine.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So I start out there. Sometimes I'll go hop on the treadmill a little bit after that. And then I usually get on like a medicine ball or do some arm weights.
Good for you. That sounds great. Try to make it part of your daily routine, some sort of physical movement. Doesn't have to be in the gym. It could be a walk around the block, a little jog, dancing in your house, whatever it is. Try to make at least 20 to 30 minutes of your day something that raises your heart rate and pumps your blood.
So it's okay if I dance in the house?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Totally.
Me?
Yep. Even you.
By the way, I dance terribly.
Terribly.
It's weird.
But if that's if that was your number one love to raise your heart rate, I'd be totally fine.
Yeah. I wish I could, you know, it needs the book to really understand the diet. But as you know, it's based on periods where you feed and periods where you don't feed. And it depends on how fast you want to lose it and how much you have to lose. But it's one of these things that within a very, very short period of time, once you start it, you feel so good. And your skin will change in as little as 2 weeks.
It's amazing. Yeah. You're going to love it. Will you check back in with us?
I will. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for calling in. I love that. You know, I've gotten so many Instagram messages about the diet, about the book, and people pre-ordering the book, and, you know, what can I do until the book comes out, and that whole thing. And I think that is the best advice. I think start on your exercise routine.
Well, pre-ordering the book is like registering for, you know, camp or college or something. You do it in advance.
Or knowing, spa week.
Knowing it's going to come up, you prepare yourself. So you sort of – what I love about the fact the book's coming out in October is that it's just in time.
For the holidays.
For the holidays. Because it will allow you to get through the holidays, eat what you want to eat, basically. But once
if you plan for
if
it.
If you plan for it, so you're not like starving through the holidays and you're not eating good, tasty stuff. But when you do it in the DeBro diet program, you can lose weight, feel great, and still eat holiday foods.
Oh, it's the best thing ever. Hi there. You're on with Heather and Terry.
Hi, Heather and Terry. My name is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Lori. What are you calling about?
Hi. So I know the previous caller had asked about being motivated to start eating right. My question is along the similar lines. How do you stay motivated to work out every day? I get up at 4 in the morning.
Wow.
I work all day in an office. I just got home. It's 6 o'clock. I'm in Oregon, so I'm on the West Coast. And the first thing I want to do is eat dinner. And just I end up sitting in front of the TV.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do I get back out there and just
That is the greatest question.
Work out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what I think, and then Heather will chime in with the real answer. So what you do is, you know, you're not going to work out in the morning before work, right? That's not a possibility for you, right?
I mean, if my hours would change, but right now I'm on a schedule where I'm working, I'm getting up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, not going to happen.
That's very early.
Okay. So you need to program your workout either during your day.
Like at lunch.
And by the way, I'm talking about a short, high-intensity workout, like 20 minutes. Like, by the way, 12 minutes, 10 minutes,
anything.
High intensity, or it has to be on your way home. You cannot go home and then leave and do it. It will not register as a habit, because I've tried that.
Right. Once I'm home, I'm
done.
Home.
You're dug in. It's over.
So you make it like a, you know, I always compare it to like a drug addiction. You know, how do these people who have no money, who are addicted to drugs, how do they get the money to stay on their drug habit? And the way they do it is
– they're motivated.
They're motivated. It's a priority. And you make the pain of not doing it greater than the pain of doing it.
Like, for example, for me, I can work out in the morning after I drop kids off. So the first thing I do in the morning is put on my workout clothes. So it's just – it's not even – I take it off the table. I put them on. I drop off the kids. I go to the gym. You can't do that. But what you can do is do it the opposite way. You can, before you leave work, put on those gym clothes as part of your, you know, Mr. Rogers changing my sweater moment. Put on those gym clothes. And like Terry said, stop on the way home.
What I do is, you know, I operate super early. I get up really early like you do. I operate all day long. And when I'm done with surgery, you know, I want to go home. I want to go home and I want to go eat something, right? But what I do is we don't want the show to be promoting Consult Beauty or anything, but I drink a Primo Beats and I go vroom, right to the gym. And by the time I get there, you know, my blood vessels will open up from those Primo Beats. But the point is I get to the gym and if I feel terrible – And I still just, I don't even think about what I'm going to do. I put on my shorts, I put on my tennis shoes, and I at least do 10 minutes, even if I feel terrible.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You just have to take it off the table. It becomes part of your routine, like brushing your teeth. You have to make it part of your daily routine. Some days maybe you'll feel like 10 minutes. Some days maybe you'll feel like an hour. Some days it'll be 25. Whatever it is, you're doing something every day. It's part of your routine.
Yeah, and if it's 10 minutes, I'll do 12 the next day and maybe 8 the next day and then 14 the next day. And the point is, it's just something I do every single
day. And maybe you have longer workouts on the weekends, on your days off, if those are your days off. And during the week,
good point.
You do.
Good idea.
Yeah, so you have two long workouts, and maybe you pick one day during the week to do another long workout, and the other days are shorter ones. And that's okay too. You just want to do something every day. By the way, it's not just for the exercise, it's for your head, it's for your heart, it's for your whole body.
But the deal is, if you make it, particularly in the beginning when you feel terrible, if you make it extraordinarily easy, it's almost the act of you just going, changing, going out on the workout floor or wherever you're going to do it and just doing something and then say, okay, that's enough. And you say, you know what? It's going to be easy no matter what. It's going to be easy. You do not commit to an hour. Do not commit to 45 minutes. Just commit to going.
Right. And then work it out from there. And here's the other thing. You want to be prepared. So you need to have your food ready to go when you get home, especially for you who gets up so early and has, you know, this long day and you're going to work out. You need to have your food ready so you don't make a bad choice.
And what I do is go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, I will say, speaking of that, I did watch an episode of Heather's Closet, and I saw your refrigerator and how you had all the snacks prepared, and I thought, I have got to do that. That is such a good idea. And, you know, you guys sound like you're so full of energy. So, obviously, working out is going to put me back in that frame of existence where I come home, I'm so tired, and I know if I would just stop off at the gym, work out, I'd get some of the energy back.
I'll tell you, it's not just the exercising. It totally is the way we eat as well. We were talking about this today on Heather Dubrow's World. We were talking about, I have more energy than I've ever had, ever. I used to be someone who loved my bed. Like, I love to sleep. I could take a nap. I couldn't even do it now because I have so much more energy now than I ever did. At 49 years old, I can run faster. I can stay up later. I need less sleep. I feel better. I look better, I think, than I've ever looked.
You know, it's interesting regarding the workout thing. I had a tough day yesterday. And at the end of the day, I had like 5 surgeries. It was way overbooked. I was a little mad at my staff for overbooking me that, but I finished them. I finished them around 5, and Heather is texting me, hey, we're going with the kids at 6. And I thought, oh, okay.
For dinner.
Yeah. For dinner. So I go, okay. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go to the – I went over to the gym. I didn't even think about it. I put on my thing. You know what I did? I did just a few push-ups. Just a few push-ups. And I went home. Which is, if you think about it, it's very little exercise. I actually did 5 sets of 30 push-ups, which for me isn't very much exercise because I'm kind of fit right now. But, but that was like, I marked it. At least I went. At least the habit was still there.
Yeah, and that's what I always say about, you know, we call it daily exercise because you're supposed to do it every day. But that doesn't mean you're doing a triathlon every day. I go to the gym some days and I'm lame and I mark it and I'm just kind of going through the motions. That's okay too. You don't feel 100% every day. It's just about moving your body and stretching and getting the blood pumping.
Yeah.
Doing something.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you guys are just so full of energy, and I'm jealous, and I want to be there. So.
You can be there.
Thank
Will you check back with
so
us?
Oh, much. Yeah. Thank you for the encouragement and the motivation, and I'm going to probably be looking into Primo Beats as well.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
I love that. I love calls like that.
Yeah.
Okay, if anyone knows anything about me, it's how much I love my Wet n Wild 666 lip liner. It's literally one of my favorite. When everyone says, what's your go-to inexpensive best beauty tip, I say go get Wet n Wild. It's universally good for every pouch, and I love the consistency. I just love it. And you know what's crazy? They have this brand new Mega Last Liquid Catsuit Lipsticks. They are available in so many cool shades, both matte and metallic finishes, and it provides color that hugs every contour of your beautiful lips. Its lightweight formula offers precision performance and intense pigmentation without drying lips. You know, I hate dry lips. And it features film-forming agents to provide serious staying power and emollients to help comfort the lips. So pucker up and catsuit your lips with these standout liquid lipsticks. You're really going to love them. And guess what? You know how much they cost? $4.99. I mean, how can you beat that? That allows you to buy so many different colors and go experiment. So go to www.wetnwildbeauty.com/catsuit or go to any major food, drug, or mass retailer and get them there. If you like my show, you're going to love The Good Life with Stevie and Cezanne. Join them each week as they inspire minds, captivate listeners, and have a powerful conversation with people who are making an impact in the world, from major celebrities to everyday people. They will motivate you to live the good life. Listen free each week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. In honor of self-improvement, you may also like The Dr. Drew Show, The Jordan Harbinger Show, or Revenge of the Jocks with Martellus Bennett, only on Podcast One.
This is Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig with Terry and Heather Dubrow.
Do you remember, because we've never really talked about this, but because Daisy was on the show today, we were talking about energy and how we look and how we feel at our age and this whole thing. But do you remember like how much sleep I used to need?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of sleep.
Way less now.
No, I don't even sleep.
You know what's funny about this food planning and preparation?
Mm-hmm.
I actually do a thing where I workout plan and prepare.
How?
Well, first of all, when I get home, mm-hmm. first thing I do is take out my – is you know, I have my gym bag over my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I take it upstairs to my closet. I unload my scrubs. I'm already in my gym clothes. So I just worked out. I take them off and I put on a new pair of home scrubs. And then I repack.
The Rancho Relaxo scrubs.
Right. It's my first – the first 10 minutes I get home, I unpack and repack my workout back.
Okay. Let's stop there. I do the same thing, and I think that is so important. So I just want to put a fine point on that.
Mm-hmm.
He prepares for the next day because this is what happens. You know how when I talk about snacks and our caller that we just had said, I watched your Heather's Closet video on how you prep your refrigerator so that you're always prepared. It's the same thing with the gym. If you don't have a plan, it doesn't happen. If you're not prepared, it doesn't happen. So what you do is the second you get home from the gym, the day, the whatever, you unpack and repack your bag.
Right. And the other thing I do, I'm a little spoiled because I have
– the closet fairy?
I have a person at work, my office manager, who dials me into various things that I want to do. But she will, at the beginning of the week, tell me you're working out at this place – Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at these times. You're working out Thursday, Friday, Saturday at this time, and you're working out Sunday. So she will book the whole week for me with workouts. And even though I don't necessarily make all of them because surgery will go too long or something,
you're prepared.
Yeah.
So I don't have that, but I do it myself. And on Sundays, just like I put all my little supplements in my – oh, I got to get Daisy a pill case. We got to talk about that. Let's talk about supplements and pill cases, okay?
Okay.
We have a call, but we're going to come back to that. But yeah, same thing. I just lost my train of thought because I got on my pill case thing. Let's take the call and we'll come back.
Okay.
Hi there. You're on with Heather and Terry.
Hi, Heather. I can't believe I'm talking to you. I love Heather Dubrow's world. And Terry, my 15-year-old son, idolizes you. He wants to become a plastic surgeon. And we just love you guys.
That's
so
cool.
Sweet. Thank you. What's your question?
Well, so me and my son recently went on a diet program, Jenny Craig, and we were very successful. My 15-year-old son was able to drop 40 pounds.
Awesome.
Wow.
It was great, yeah. And I have a few more pounds to go, but essentially I'm very close to my ideal weight. I'm just wondering, what tips do you guys have for maintaining that weight once I kind of shed it off?
You want to answer that first?
Well, obviously we would refer you to the Dubrow diet because the third phase of the Dubrow diet is the lifestyle phase where you do our program, but it's a very straightforward, easy program. And it allows you to basically eat a regular diet, and, you know, divide it into various feeding intervals and non-feeding intervals, what we call interval eating. And it, you know, you need very little sleep. Your skin's really good. But that's what I would tell you to do?
For me, I would tell you that. So when I went to college, I gained the freshman, not the freshman 15, the freshman like 35 very, very quickly. And I basically went on every diet to try to take it off. I went on Jenny Craig. I went on Nutrisystem. I went on the Beverly Hills diet. I went on every single thing you can possibly imagine. And this is what I'm going to tell you. All diets will work if you stick with them. The question is, and this is what you're asking, how do you maintain it? Mm-hmm. Because I think some of the diets, and I love Jenny Craig. I've met her. She's an awesome gal. And I think the diet is great. But as far as a lifestyle forever, you know, I think with a lot of these diets, there's frozen food, there's processed food, it's not a sustainable way of life. I think it's a really great way to drop the weight. But if you're looking for a lifestyle change that's not only going to sustain your weight loss, but also give you anti-aging properties, yeah, for sure. We're all about the Dubrow diet. And since you've already almost dropped all the weight, I congratulate you. I think that's phenomenal. Our book is coming out in October, and I highly suggest you read then the third phase, which is our maintenance phase, and stay on that.
Right. I mean, the nice thing about the Dubrow diet is, you know, all diet books are like how to lose weight.
Right.
This takes it to the next level. Not only how to lose weight, how to do it very quickly, painlessly, but how to continue a lifestyle that allows you to maintain that weight. Because
and in normal society, at normal
You're going out to restaurants, you're eating the foods you like, you're having dessert. It's not really a diet. The third phase is not actually a diet. It's a lifestyle.
I think a lot of times with diets, like diet centers and things like that, they almost put you in a little bubble, mm-hmm. which is okay. And you lose this weight, but then they pop the bubble and you've gotten to your maintenance phase and you go, okay, well, now I'm in the real world again.
Yeah.
And how do I maintain this weight in a healthy way without having to yo-yo back and forth and have to keep going back on this diet? So that is the important thing.
Absolutely. And I actually have the Dubrow diet pre-ordered as well. So I'm excited to get that.
Awesome. But I'm super proud of you. You know, sticking with a diet is so hard sometimes. And I love the fact that you're teaching your son great healthy eating habits. But you know what? Show him what age would you recommend that you could be on the Dubrow diet?
I think it's an over 18 thing.
It's an over 18 thing. Yeah. But I think the most important thing, especially as a mom of four young children, what I try to teach my kids, and I think a great lesson for your son at 14, because I have two 14-year-olds, is portion control.
Absolutely. Yes.
Because for him, I think his maintenance is going to be going back into the real world and restaurants and cafeteria food and all this kind of stuff, or out with friends and being able to say, okay, well, I want to have this, but what's a human portion?
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate the call.
Absolutely. I appreciate your guys' answer. Thank you.
Thanks. Well, I love that they're doing it together.
Yeah.
That's a cool bonding thing, I think.
It is. It is. It's so funny because obviously I'm on the Dubrow diet, which I'm in the lifestyle portion because I don't really have any weight to lose at the moment, thankfully. But I love the control it gives me over my appetite.
I just think it's weird because when you think about it, we call it interval eating. But when you think about it, people might think, wow, gosh, it sounds like I'll be so tired. I'll have no energy. And it's I mean, the science is there. You'll read the book and you'll see. But it's weirdly the exact opposite.
Yeah. So the basis for the diet is Nobel Prize winning technology, where an award was given to a Japanese physician – for this process called autophagy, where it's been shown that if you're on this eating program, that for a significant period of time, every single day, your cells enter a reparative state, a state where you basically eat up all the toxins mm-hmm. In your body, and you are in a state where you're rejuvenating your cells. And when I hear people say that, I think to myself, that's BS jargon. What are you really talking about? So if I were talking to a doctor, I would say it's all about the mitochondria, where this process called oxidative phosphorylation occurs, where you're making your energy in the cells in the organelle called the mitochondria, and those oxidative free radicals are spinning off, damaging your cells. During this period of autophagy, when you're on the Dubrow plan, the Dubrow diet, you're actually neutralizing all of those toxins and all those free radicals that damage your cells. And that's why your skin looks better. That's why you feel better. That's why you have no appetite. The other really cool thing about the Dubrow diet is that we tell you the specific foods to eat during the three phases of the Dubrow diet that directly attack your hunger centers in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Because certain foods at certain phases, if you eat those in a little bit higher proportion, they transfer signals to your brain that says, not hungry. And so that's the biggest problem with any sort of diet or eating plan, is you have to get past those periods where you're starving, you're hungry, and you have to fight through
them. Yeah, this really puts you in control of
your
hunger.
But like in one of the phases, we talk a lot about chlorophyll-rich foods, and it's been shown that those particular type of foods have a certain activity in them that your satiety center, the hunger center of your brain, immediately responds to, and it shuts them down.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
I have some questions coming in from Instagram.
Here we go.
What's the best treatment to fill under eye orbital hollowness? And someone responded to her. Her name is Libwit7. Mm-hmm. And someone said, Bellotero is great for under the eyes. Always good to get two. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, Bellotero.
I mean, what do I know?
It's a filler.
What are all the different fillers? So there's Bellotero, there's Juvederm.
There's Voluma.
Voluma.
There's Restylane.
There's Fat.
There's theoretically Sculptra, but that should only be done by
– can you put that under your eyes?
You know what? If you are a Sculptra expert
– You can do that?
You can have it done.
What do you think the best thing is?
In my opinion, by the way, there's a new study done in plastic surgery where they're talking about fracto fat, which is this kind of fat you harvest and you wash it 50 times very quickly, whoosh, 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 separate the fat cells and immediately inject it into the under eyelid area. You know, they're touting this big study which shows, you know, in 6 months we had, you know, 12 patients. That's so typical plastic surgery, because 12 patients in 6 months and you're going to start recommending this procedure. Give me a break. I think probably Voluma is good for the cheek area right below the orbital hollows, but still probably Restylane or Juvederm.
But don't you have to be – like, let's talk about
super good at it.
Yeah, because I heard you can go blind from getting that.
I think it's kind of rare. It can happen to go blind. But, you know, the concern is that you're injecting into one of the veins that lead back to the back of the eye.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's pretty rare. But the most common thing from filler into the orbital hollows there, the concavities right underneath your eyes, is nodularity. So you get
like a hard nodule there?
You get
there?
Nodules and it looks terrible.
Can't you put hyaluronic acid in there and like dissolve it?
Hyaluronidase. Which is an enzyme that breaks down. You can. The problem is if you form nodules, part of the nodule is an inflammatory reaction potentially. So although the hyaluronidase will dissolve the hyaluronic acid, it won't do anything to the nodules. I actually had a patient yesterday who wants me to do an extensive operation. She has tons of nodules there.
Can you cut them out?
Well, yes. The problem is she had more filler put in there in the meantime. So I said, gosh, I don't know. I don't want to – the basic principle that I've used on Botch to cut out these filler complications is that I don't concern myself with cutting them all out. I concern myself with removing enough so that it looks smooth.
So you're like fixing the topography, basically.
Because I don't care if you can feel it. I care if you can see it.
But if she just had more done, don't you have to wait to see if that reacts?
And she said, well, why not just inject me with hyaluronidase and get rid of it, and then you'll know from then. I said, you know, that to me
– Let it rest.
But you got – when it comes to treating with complications, you know, sometimes the tincture of time – meaning wait is the best thing to do before you start treating it. And that's what I recommend to her. Come back in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months.
Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch free. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Why aren't you doing this right now? Oh, because you're listening to me. Then go do it. You can download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. All right, so Christy Bird asked a question, and Teresa Julie now said we're not going to answer it, so we're going to answer it. Okay, Christy Bird said, which is better, CoQ10 with bioperine or CoQ10 with ubiquinol?
Well, okay, I think bioperine, because ubiquinol, theoretically, is what CoQ10 gets converted into.
So it's a double of the same thing?
So it's theoretically the active form of CoQ10, but you don't absorb ubiquinol very well. So bioperine is from the black pepper plant, and it allows you to absorb CoQ10 better, so more of it will get into the cell and into the mitochondria and do what CoQ10 does, which is help convert ADP to ATP, the fuel for the cell, and more importantly, to neutralize those oxygen-free radicals that damage the cell. So I'd say CoQ10 with bioperine, no question about it.
There you go. I love that.
So we answered it.
Kat Dubrow said, oh, that food looks good.
Kat Dubrow?
Yeah. So our twins... Yeah. Are starting high school tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
It's on.
Game on.
By the way, I saw their uniform.
They're so cute. How'd you see their uniform?
I saw Nikki this morning.
Oh, that's not the uniform.
Oh, those black pants and the
He was wearing jeans, probably.
No, it was black pants that he sort of hemmed up himself.
They're jeans. Today, he was allowed to wear jeans today.
Those black pants?
Black jeans.
Oh, you can't wear black jeans?
No.
Oh.
No, they have
khakis.
Pants. No, they have black pants, but he was wearing jeans today.
Oh, okay.
But they can wear black. The uniform has black pants. You can wear black or khaki, and you can wear shorts.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's going to be like 100 degrees
tomorrow. You can wear shorts on any day, even if it's cold?
Correct.
Oh, that's very
As long
cool.
as they're uniform shorts. But their colors are so cute. They're like crimson and black and white. They have this cute crest.
It sounds very USC to me.
No.
No?
Is that USC? No, USC is like crimson and gold, right?
Yeah, or something like that. But
it's cool, though.
Yeah. What a beautiful school it is.
I'm so excited for them. I just, you know, they obviously have like preschool jitters and all of that.
I was high school. Ugh.
I know, but you remember being in high school. When you're in it, it's the most important moment. But I loved when you said, what you said to them. You're like, guys, you know, because they were talking about, oh, like, who am I going to sit with at lunch? And well, what if I don't this? And, you know, how am I going to meet cool friends? And you said to them, don't peak in high school.
Right.
Don't worry about being with the cool kids in high school. The coolest, the kids that peak, that's it.
That's it, yeah.
You don't want to peak in high school. Get through it, have fun, do well enough to get into the college you want to go to and get out.
Almost better to be a little bit of a struggler loser in high school.
You
socially.
Think?
Yeah, because...
Were you a struggler loser?
You know me, I'm always been a little bit shy.
Shy. Oh, that's on the list. Sweet, easygoing, shy.
Okay.
Yes,
no, I've always been a little bit to myself.
Yeah, introverted.
And so like, if you think the sport I played, I was number one on the high school tennis team. That's
it's a singular sport.
It's a singular sport.
Not a team player.
Right. So
maybe.
I had friends, but I had two or three really good friends, but I've even become more antisocial as I've gotten older, but I'm a guy who likes to be by myself.
Yep.
Weirdly. So in high school, I wasn't that social. I wasn't that friendly. When I went to high school was the emergence of the beginnings of the drug era and the era of disco. And so I couldn't dance. I was into studying.
You couldn't dance. You didn't do drugs. So you were just, nobody.
So it was all about cocaine, Roar 714, which are these Quaaludes.
What?
And going to dances.
They did cocaine in the 70s? I thought that was an 80s thing. Wasn't your era like psychedelic things like what do you call that? What would you put on your tongue? Acid?
Yeah, there was that was 60s, I think.
Oh,
there was acid, by the way, is huge now.
Really?
Acid is huge.
You know what's shocking to me? It's like smoking. At some point, remember when we were in Dubai and we were in the airport? And it used to be they put warning signs on the cigarette labels, and it's now dialed down to smoking will kill you. They write it in
huge. Isn't that weird?
They write it everywhere in huge signs, and people are still smoking.
I know. That's the ad for cigarettes. Smoking kills.
Smoking kills. And people are still smoking. I mean, to me, that is insane.
Which is weird because Middle Easterners smoke a lot.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Europeans.
I just think it's crazy. I think one thing that we have going for us with our children that I hope like stays with them is because your brother overdosed and died.
Right.
It's always been a conversation in our house about drugs and overdosing and, you know, what drugs can do to you.
Yeah. They're not into it right now. But, you know, who knows? They don't tell me anything right now. They tell you everything. They don't tell me anything.
They don't tell me everything. And I don't want them to tell me everything, but I feel like they tell me the important things so far.
Yeah.
Scary, though. Is this an uncharted territory, this high school thing?
Not really. We went through it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what to expect. You know, they're gonna do all that stuff and not tell us about it.
All right, so one of them told me that they had seen these kids posting like some sketchy vaping thing on Snapchat.
Are they vaping marijuana or they're doing that Juuls thing? What is that called?
J-U-L-S? I don't know. I think it's nicotine.
Yeah, Juuls is those pods of nicotine.
Yeah, I think it's nicotine. I don't know what these kids were vaping, but they were vaping something. One of our kids was telling me, oh my gosh, look at this. And my first thought wasn't, oh my gosh, they're vaping. My first thought was, oh my gosh, they're posting that?
How stupid.
Morons.
I remember when I was in high school, we used to say, if I do X, Y, and Z, will it be on my record?
Will it stay on my permanent record?
Record. And, yeah. And there was no real – the irony is there was really no permanent record.
Everything's a permanent record now. You take a photo. There is a ghost image of every single thing you do everywhere.
You can't,
how scary.
You can't do anything. You can make a comment on somebody's Instagram and that's on your permanent record.
Man, crazy times.
Yeah. I mean
– I just hope they have – a good time and they learn a little bit and they get through it unscathed.
It's so hard now too.
I know. I'm actually getting weirdly emotional right now.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not.
And I know, but I love them so much and I want them, you know, and I say to them, they're like, oh, you just want us to get all A's. I'm like, no, I don't care. I just want you to have choices. I want you to be able to get into the college that you want so you can go on the path that makes you happy.
Yeah. I mean, what's unusual about you and I is that despite the fact that we've done pretty well, let's face it, okay?
We're not tiger parents, that's for sure.
I'm not into telling people about how brilliant my kids are.
No.
I'm not into telling people my kids' achievements. I'm telling people about my achievements.
And I'll tell you again, you're talented and good looking and handsome and wonderful.
And you know what I would say to that? What?
Hey, you guys, thank you so much for listening every week. We're so grateful for your support. We love being here with you every week. Don't forget to listen to Heather Dubrow's World every Thursday and Friday right here on Podcast
One.
By the
way, who isn't listening to Heather Dubrow's World?
I don't know.
2 million plus downloads a month, over 550,000 a week.
It's very exciting.
And over 30 million total downloads in like what, 3 weeks? No.
We're super excited. Anyway, we love being with you guys every week. Keep your questions coming in. Even, you know, sometimes we don't do call-in sessions like tonight, but you can always message me at heatherdubrow.com or you can check us out on social media at Dr. Dubrow, at Heather Dubrow, and give us your questions and we're happy to answer them. Thank you all so much and we will see you next week.
See you.
Thanks for listening to Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig with Terry and Heather Dubrow. Download new episodes every week on the Podcast One app, iTunes, or at podcastone.com.
Hey guys, it's Jack Vanek from The Lady Gang, and I am sitting here with true crime TV producer and my best friend, Alexis Linkletter, and we are so excited that we are finally launching our true crime podcast called The First Degree right here on Podcast One.
And each week, we are going to bring you the craziest true crime stories and talk to the people who are one degree away from each of these crazy events.
And we've dragged crime journalist Billy Jensen along for the ride, and he can't get rid of us.
Join us on The First Degree every Wednesday on podcastone.com and the PC One app.
Also remember to rate and review.